You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
You know, we so often take the Holy Spirit for granted. So I want to talk to you about what life would be like if the Holy Spirit were to leave the earth. God the Father is seated upon a throne. God the Son sits at the right hand of the Father. God the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Psalm chapter 139, verse 7 teaches us that you cannot escape from the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the omnipresence of God. And as I was saying just a moment ago, we so often take that presence for granted. We ignore the Holy Spirit. We put him off for another time. And sometimes I think we fail to appreciate just how wonderful it is to have his presence and power in our lives. So I want to talk to you about this idea. What would happen if the presence and power of the Holy Spirit were suddenly lifted from the earth? Now I want to assure you, Jesus said that when he sends the Holy Spirit will never leave us. Those who receive the Holy Spirit are not abandoned by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will never abandon the true believer. That's a fact. That's a promise from Jesus himself. But I think that as we begin to consider what life would be like without the Holy Spirit, that consideration will produce an appreciation for who he is and what he does in our lives. Now, the scripture does talk about a time when the Holy Spirit moves aside. As I said, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. But there is a moment in time when the Holy Spirit will allow his influence to be set aside to allow for certain end time events to take place. Watch this, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Then the man of lawlessness, or the Antichrist, will be revealed. But the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. Again, that's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. The Holy Spirit is the one here upon the earth, and his influence is holding back the influence of the man of lawlessness. So there is a time that's coming when the Holy Spirit will remove his influence. Of course, as I said, he's omnipresent, but his influence will be allowed to be removed. The Holy Spirit will choose to not influence the earth in that specific way. But while we don't know when this will happen, I do want to consider this idea. What would life be like for the believer if the Holy Spirit were to just someday say, you do it on your own? And one more time, I want to assure you that's not going to happen. But again, I think in considering these things, we learn to appreciate who he is. First and foremost, we see in John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11, that the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts the world of sin. Now imagine that the conscience, the collective conscience of mankind, is suddenly no longer moved by God's holy standard, suddenly no longer influenced by the voice of the Holy Spirit. We would see sin increase in the earth like never before. We would see people becoming so cold-hearted, so violent, so wicked, so perverse, that life would be unbearable. Just like Abraham, by you and I being in this nation or in this world, we are holding back the judgment of God. That holiness in us is the preservation of a nation. But if the Holy Spirit were to suddenly remove his convicting powers, suddenly no one would feel shame for their sin. And those things that are done in secret would be done out in the open, and society would collapse. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18 teaches us that the Holy Spirit brings comfort. Imagine in those moments of sadness and sorrow, Those moments of isolation and loneliness. Those moments where you feel like quitting because the weight of the world is on you. Imagine in those moments not having the presence of the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to assure you, and to let you know that the future is still in God's hand. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. He's the spirit of prayer and supplication. Imagine trying to pray without the help of the Holy Spirit. You would run out of things to say. You would run out of passion to fuel your prayer life. Not only that, you would forget to pray because it's the Holy Spirit who reminds you to pray. You would even lose the desire to pray because the Holy Spirit wouldn't be there to cultivate that desire. He's our teacher, according to John chapter 14, verse 26. Imagine that the Holy Spirit wasn't there to walk you through Scripture. Imagine trying to grasp deep spiritual truths without the Holy Spirit teaching you in your spirit to understand those truths. Imagine not being able to comprehend salvation, not being able to comprehend the gifts of the Spirit, not being able to comprehend surrender and sacrifice and ministry and how to overcome those things in yourself that you want to overcome. Imagine having to go about revelation without the Holy Spirit. Why, we would have no true teaching. We would be confused, and anyone and everyone would give their opinion, and we wouldn't know who was telling us the truth. Our ears would be inclined to hear heretics and false teachers without the Holy Spirit saying, that's not right. We would be easily manipulated by people who were greedy, by people who had selfish ambition, by people who preached just for their own gain, because the Holy Spirit wouldn't be there to say, there's something not right about this. He wouldn't be there to teach, to remind, and to reveal. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us power for holy living. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 teaches us that if we live by the Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Think about how difficult it is to fight temptation even with the Holy Spirit present in our lives. And it's only difficult because we haven't learned to surrender. But imagine now trying to overcome sin and temptation without the Holy Spirit giving you that new nature, without the Holy Spirit giving you that desire to overcome sin and temptation. Those vices, those perversions, those habits, those secret sins would swallow your entire life, and you'd sink into the darkness of the ugliness of that sin. John 4:24 tells us that we are to worship in spirit and in truth. So it is the Holy Spirit who helps us to worship. Imagine not being able to see the glory of God. Imagine not being in awe of who He is. Imagine not being thankful for everything that God has given to you. Imagine that you go into a worship service. Sure, the musicians can play skillfully and the singers can sing skillfully. But imagine having no inspiration whatsoever and having no motivation to lift up the name of Jesus. There would be nothing glorious on our lives. There'd be nothing grand. There'd be nothing majestic. There would be nothing big, and there'd be nothing that beautiful as the glory of God. We wouldn't see it because the Holy Spirit wouldn't be there to reveal it. And our worship would be hollow, cheap, simple singing. We couldn't worship without the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 teaches us that He is the Spirit of adoption, that He causes us to cry, Abba, Father. Can you imagine living your whole life in doubt, always wondering if you were truly saved, always fearful, always concerned that maybe you missed it, maybe you're not really a child of God, maybe God hasn't accepted you. If the Holy Spirit is the one who assures us of our salvation, can you imagine living your whole life paranoid? Wondering if you've actually made it? Wondering if you're actually going to heaven? Having no assurance of where you'll spend eternity despite praying again and again and seeking God again and again? That would be tormenting. You wouldn't sleep at night. You wouldn't enjoy your day. You would go through life worried about eternity without ever having that inner witness of the Holy Spirit, that assurance of your salvation. You would go through wondering about your identity. You would go about your day wondering about who you belong to, not really knowing if God has accepted you or not. That's what it would be like without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit performs the miraculous through us. Galatians chapter 3, verse 5 teaches us that He's a miracle-working Spirit. Imagine facing impossible situations and being left alone to face them. When you and I get into a situation now and we're faced with difficult circumstances, we don't have to worry because we know that ultimately the Holy Spirit's going to come through in the way that we need Him to, that whatever we're facing that seems impossible, that even if the worst should happen, that we're still in good hands and that God still is a God of the miraculous and that there's nothing too difficult for Him. Imagine losing that hope. Imagine losing that sense of security. A hopeless life is no way to live. Think about the fact that whenever you face tragedy or a circumstance that was too difficult, you wouldn't know where to turn. And you would think, this is it. Imagine that the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way wasn't making ways for you any longer. The Holy Spirit gives us faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 teaches us that He is the Spirit of faith. Imagine never having faith for anything that God promised. If you have not faith, it might as well be that God never promised a thing. And if you didn't have the faith to believe those promises, how could you ever live in those promises? He gives you boldness. Acts chapter 2, we see that Peter was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And though he was one who denied the Lord, suddenly he became someone who proclaimed the name of Jesus before thousands. Imagine trying to share the gospel, knowing that people are going to hell, and not having the inspiration or the boldness to share that gospel message. And when you shared it, the Holy Spirit wouldn't be there to draw them to salvation. The Holy Spirit wouldn't be there to convict their hearts. He wouldn't be there to reveal that message to them deep within. It would simply be you communicating an idea sheepishly, timidly, with no power. The Holy Spirit teaches us the will of God. Psalm 143, verse 10 teaches us that. Imagine not knowing the direction of your life. Imagine not knowing what pleases or displeases God. You're just left wondering if you're angering the most powerful being in all of existence. You're just left wondering if you're disobeying the one who has it all planned out perfectly. That's no way to live. If the Holy Spirit were to suddenly leave the earth, the world would spiral into perversion. You would lose all comfort. You wouldn't be able to pray. You wouldn't be able to understand God's word. You wouldn't be able to live holy. You wouldn't be able to worship. You would be constantly wondering about your salvation. You would have no hope because there would be no such thing as the miraculous. You couldn't have faith to believe any of the promises of God. You couldn't have boldness to share the salvation message. And you couldn't know what direction God wanted you to go in life. That's what it would be like if the Holy Spirit were to suddenly leave the earth. Now think about this. The Holy Spirit hasn't left. And not only has He not left the earth, He hasn't left you. My friend, I want to encourage you, having considered these things, begin to appreciate the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.